tyranny, it's important to provide these groups with financial support. Setting up a regular contribution is a good way to do this. Democracies are dependent on elections and on the existence of opposition parties. Democracies can be undermined when parties in power dismantle the mechanisms of elections. This is especially a threat when the less popular party gains power, as is the case with the current Republican administration. This creates incentives to curtail voting. To resist, people should not just vote, but involve themselves in politics and consider running for office. People can resist tyranny by refusing to acknowledge or respect the symbols of the regime. Professionals should also uphold their ethics. Tyrannies cannot function without lawyers, bureaucrats, and doctors willing to carry out the will of the regimes. The Holocaust would have been much more difficult if functionaries had refused to sign death lists or move along paperwork. Paramilitaries and private security forces are a dangerous sign in a democracy. Donald Trump's use of private security forces to remove protesters at rallies should be seen as a warning. Tyrants use private military forces to contest and then take over state police and military. This is one of the chief ways in which tyranny is established. It is therefore especially important that police act self-reflectively and withhold support from tyrannical regimes. People must be willing to take a stand and resist conformity. As part of that, individuals should be aware of the language they use and work to express their thoughts clearly and originally, rather than using tired language from the internet. People must commit to truth. Fascism relies on replacing reality with repeated lies which are eventually accepted as facts simply because they have been reiterated so often. Fascism depends on hostility to facts and a misplaced faith in the utterances of the leader or the regime. People will believe ridiculous propaganda simply because the leader says it is true. Trump's disregard for truth and deliberate use of falsehoods and conspiracy theories is in line with the approach of other totalitarian leaders. People need to be particularly careful when the regime declares that a particular incident is an emergency, or claims that the current times are uniquely dangerous and require extreme government powers. Such declaration, based on conspiracies and falsehoods, have been how regimes have seized totalitarian power in the past. Rather than simply believing what they're told, people need to support investigation and research. Print journalism is especially important. Supporting newspapers is key to resisting totalitarianism. Cultivating personal life and relationships is important in resisting tyranny. Acknowledging, greeting, and talking with people are important acts. Getting off.